not. Did the talk about going to heaven in the Bible? It's obvious, yet. But it's never been the main point. The main point is, let's get heaven to come here. And this, and I know this messes people up, but I'm just going to say it. Listen, when you said yes to him, guess what happened? The checkbox of automatically going to heaven was checked. It's going to happen. Don't worry about it. He said, you confess Christ, you're coming up. You're coming here. And we spend most of our life wondering if we're making it to heaven. And so we have bumper stickers, we have cart, we have t-shirts, we've got all kinds of stuff just saying, I'm forgiven, or you're not, are you? No, you're not forgiven. I am, because I said yes to him. So I'm going to heaven, but you're going to hell. And so we have actually, this has so distorted our evangelism globally, it's embarrassing. We have used event. Listen, heaven is not a place to be scared into. And we have actually used fear to get people into heaven. Listen, what brought you into heaven will keep you there. What brought you into relationship is what will keep you there. If fear brought you into relationship, then guess what you'll need to keep you there? Fear. Heaven is not a place to be scared into. And because of this misunderstanding, this twisted perception of grace, we have actually gotten to the point that we actually approach people as, I am superior and you are inferior and you're going to hell. And so in our delivery, our tactic, now, is that true? They're not going to heaven piece? Yeah, it's obvious. But we have actually used it as a pedestal of, I'm greater than you. And so we have just used all kinds of tactics, manipulation, fear to get people to believe in God. Listen, grace is much more than just getting to heaven. Grace is actually, if I can describe it any way to you, this is how I would describe it. Grace is actually the doors that open and put you inside of a room that I would call the kingdom. So when you stand outside that room and you said yes to him, you got that door was opened, and you stepped into another reality called the kingdom. Now, at first glance, you can look in this room and you say, okay, there's chairs here, there's flat screen TV, there's lights, there's carpet, you know, there's drums, or there's all these different things. But how many know there's more to this room than what you first see? So this is the joy, the journey of life of exploring what the kingdom is, the intricate part of the kingdom. The verse in Proverbs that God hides things so the glory of king can seek it out. Okay, I'm getting off track. I need to get back on track here. Let's read it just so you believe me.